from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You look at the greatness of a Josh Allen, which is undeniable. The fact of the matter is, he's tended to get in his own way from time to time, and particularly against the likes of a Joe Burrow or the likes of against a Patrick Mahomes. And if Patrick Mahomes is the standard, because he damn sure is, that's who we're talking about here, and he's the one that has established himself as the king that you've got to knock off of his throne. Considering the flagrant greatness of Josh Allen, the stud that he is, can make every throw, can run over you, can do everything, okay? Except for when he's going up against Patrick Mahomes in the playoffs. That is a problem.
Stephen A. I was saying something to Joe in the break about the overrated, underrated thing. I'll bring that up in a moment after we play this little game. You said you had a game for me, too, which was called what?
The Jordan Matthews game.
All right. I'll play the Jordan Matthews game. All right. We got time. 803-0550 to join us. So here's what we're talking about today. It's roster cutdown day. Teams will carry 53. That's the way to say it, right? Roster cutdown day. You'll be down to 53 and practice squads, and that 53 will continue to change, but instead of every team carrying 90 guys, you carry 53. I saw like 948 players are going to be released in the next 8 hours.
Yep.
So you're trimming down. We'll see what the Bills do at wide receiver. Of course, that's a position we've paid a lot of attention to. Ben DiNucci has already been released, so that's part of the answer at quarterback, maybe, unless he comes back.
Yeah.
You know, there's roster manipulation, lots of stuff still happening. So we'll keep you updated on that as we see players thank the Bills for their time. That's generally how these things get broken before 4 o'clock. That's part of it. Then, of course, trade ideas. If there are any more trades, there was a trade yesterday. Malik Willis traded to the Packers for a 7th-round pick. Taylor Heinicke could be a name here. I think that's he's a great candidate to be traded. They have Kirk Cousins and Michael Penix. So go ahead and trade Taylor Heinicke. They might hang on to him because is he the best answer for any team that has a quarterback injury? If I'm Atlanta, I'm going to hold this asset until the deadline and see if I can get a 4th-round pick out of somebody if their quarterback gets hurt, because Heinicke has played a little bit.
Right.
So he's a candidate. Tim Patrick is a candidate, Broncos wide receiver.
This is not a trade idea, but for backup quarterback ideas, I forgot that this happened yesterday. Miami released Mike White. Because Skylar Thompson's been impressive to be the backup. So, I don't know. There's a name.
Right.
He was, among all the bad Jets backups in the last couple of years, he might have been one of the better ones.
Yeah. 803-0550. So that's setting the stage for today. Also, what is your takeaway from the preseason? Your number two. Number one takeaway from the preseason is always about injuries, health, how everybody is. Number two. What did you take away from this preseason? We didn't take much away on the starting offense because the starting offense didn't play much, right? They played against the Bears, and that was it. So what do you take away from the preseason on the depth, on anything you want? You can throw that our way, and we'll talk about it with you at 803-0550 and 1-888-550-2550. I teased something I wanted to get to here. So ESPN polled over 100 NFL players. And asked a series of questions about quarterbacks. One of them was, which rookie quarterback will have the most successful career? And guys were asked, Caleb Williams, Jaden Daniels, J.J. McCarthy. For what it's worth, Drake May didn't finish top five.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, when Williams, Daniels, McCarthy, Michael Penix, and then Bo Nix.
Wow.
Drake May, not in the top five. Anyway, the other ones are... One of them is, who's the GOAT?
Okay. Were they all Brady?
Brady or Mahomes?
Well, I guess... Yeah, but most are still going to say Brady.
Okay. With 92... Well, other players got votes, too. It was 85-7. Brady.
Okay.
Mahomes in second. Rank the top three quarterbacks.
Just in general, who are the best three quarterbacks?
What are the NFL players in this poll pick?
Mahomes, Jackson, Allen is my guess.
You got one and two right.
Not Allen?
No.
Burrow?
Burrow.
Okay.
Allen fourth.
Okay.
Rodgers fifth.
Rodgers fifth.
All five in the AFC.
Uh-huh.
Players say the AFC have the five best quarterbacks.
Okay.
Top three overrated quarterbacks.
All right.
Written up here at ESPN.com. The top three vote getters have made Pro Bowls, Super Bowl, Conference Championship. That means a successful quarterback can also be considered overrated. Okay, so who are the top three most overrated quarterbacks according to NFL players to ESPN?
I'm going to say that Tua is one of them.
He is tied with the second most votes.
Okay. I'm going to
guess. By the
way,
this is very different. Like the rank the best quarterbacks, the top five guys got all the votes. And in this, there are a lot more honorable mentions, top vote getters. But
okay.
Yes,
okay.
Tua tied for second in the most overrated quarterback.
Brock Purdy is going to be on this list.
No, Purdy further down the list. He did get votes, but he's behind 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 other guys.
All right, how about Trevor Lawrence?
He's on the list as an honorable mention, but also not in the top three.
Is Allen on the list?
He's number one.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh. When this list get dropped?
Does Bean have to make an announcement? Does Bean have to address the issue?
Was this morning this got dropped?
Yeah, today.
Oh, great. Twitter's going to be fun today.
Yep.
Number one? Do they have the voting breakdown?
They do.
Like how much he's number one by?
Allen got 11 votes as the most overrated quarterback.
Okay. Who was second? Tua was second with
Tua,
how many?
Tua got 10.
Okay.
And the other is?
More players think Allen's overrated than Tua.
But again, that's overrated.
Overrated.
That just means more players think Tua is properly rated.
Right.
Overrated, not bad.
Allen was also rated fourth by them.
Right.
And Tua...
Not listed.
Not listed. Okay.
The other overrated guy was Hurts.
Oh, okay.
So it's Allen, Hurts, Tua.
Yep.
Fourth is Justin Herbert. Fifth is Trevor Lawrence. Sixth, Deshaun Watson. Seven, Kyler Murray. Eight, Brock Purdy.
Okay.
Again, when you're doing overrated, it's very important. It's based on what I think people think he's too good. Not saying he's not good. I think people think he's too good. Allen, number one. And one NFC West player on this vote for him said, what'd he say? Why do you say Allen's overrated?
Turnovers.
Too many turnovers. So there's a couple things. There's a couple things that are important here whenever you see this. Like, you can decide how mad you want to get. I am of the belief that, I mean, what percentage of football players are too obsessed with turnovers? Is it 95? Is it 100%?
NFL players? NFL
players,
fans?
Players, coaches. I mean, turnovers are, you spend your life trying not to turn the ball over and trying to get turnovers. And if you're a defensive player that picks off Josh Allen every once in a while, you're like, hey, he's going to give us the ball. He's going to make a mistake. That's right. He's going to throw for 360 and four touchdowns and, you know, win the game. So when turnovers are a factor, Allen's going to get heat for that. And that's not going to change. I don't think that's going to change. It's just going to be what it is. I'm fine with it.
Yeah, it's always turnover. It's just it's a war on turnovers.
Yes.
Because there was another thing yesterday. Maybe there's a bunch of these going around. ESPN's got them. Mike Sando, did you see this from The Athletic? He did quarterback tiers, but it wasn't just his quarterback tiers. It was, I'm trying to see how many people he had vote, but it was kind of like Jeremy Fowler's thing from a couple months ago. Like, it was executives and it was whatever. And people that work in the league, coaches. There were coaches that were voting on it too. And Allen did all these. He finished pretty high. He was tier one. There were three tier one. It was Mahomes, Allen, and Burrow. Tier one with Mahomes, by the way, which is like a big a compliment as you can get. And what was one of the quotes in the write-up? It was a AFC coach that wrote about Allen that he can't stop turning the ball over. And that's why that person voted him in tier two. So it's just the turnovers.
That's it.
It's just turnovers. If you can get over the turnovers, he's like the best quarterback in the league right there with Mahomes. And if you are obsessed with turnovers, then you probably think he's overrated.
Yep.
Isn't that simple?
That's pretty much the game. One thing about Allen, though, and what he has an opportunity to prove this year, because think about this. Here he is being ranked as one of the best and also as overrated. True or false? Let's play a little game here. True or false? If he has his normal year this year of, what's his normal year? 4,000 yards?
Yep.
Should I have that number off
the top? Yeah, like 4,200, right?
He has his last year he had 4,300 yards.
Okay.
He has gone to 45, 44, then 42, then 43. So, okay, not a career high. Let's say he has 4,300 yards, 30 touchdowns, rushes for 10. Like, he has a Josh Allen year. Not his best year, but a Josh Allen year. Won't he get more credit for that this year than maybe any other? Because I think around the league, there's a belief that the Bills are not as threatening as they have been in the years past. We'll find out if somebody does step up. But if Allen is able to lift his supporting cast to a certain point, you know, all due respect to Shakir and Kincaid, if he has a monster year, it almost feels like you'll start to get some that say he's underrated. Because, again, overrated, underrated is just what people think. And if he gets this reputation as the most overrated quarterback, then he plays well. People are going to remember that and say, actually, maybe he's underrated. Anyway.
Well, there's another element of the overrated that do people hear he's Mahomes?
Yes.
Because, and that's where the overrated, another element of where the overrated idea comes from. And if that's where some people think he is, then those people will never think he's underrated. Because they'll think he's rated as highly as possible, which is he's at the top. He's the best that there is, or he's tied with the best that there is. And if you're there, then you can't, like,
no, there's nowhere to go.
Mahomes, it would be like saying Mahomes is underrated.
And to this point about, like, these NFL players ranking the quarterbacks, I don't see, they didn't list them all, so maybe he got one vote. Feels like it would have been a story if a player voted Mahomes overrated.
That would have been funny.
But nobody did according to this piece. No. 803-0550 and 1-888-552-550.
I'm almost like wanting to see him. And I'm not wanting him to turn the ball over, but win anyway. You know what I mean? Like last year, he leads the league in picks. Does he even lead the league in picks? Or he was close to it, 18. Maybe it was turnovers, whatever. And they just win the division anyway. It's just a you know, everyone, I kind of want him to just bury it in their faces of, oh, you think turnovers are really that important? Here, I'm going to throw 20 picks this year, and I'm still going to have this team in first place. I'm still going to win the division. I'm still going to win in the I'm going to win in the playoffs now, too. Like, I don't want to say I want him to turn the ball over, but the one thing that I can already see being an annoying talking point or narrative is if Allen throws 10 picks this year instead of 18, and the Bills win the division again. And, oh, guys, you know why they did it? Oh, he limited those turnovers.
Right.
And if that is given as the reason why anything goes well this year, it's going to drive me crazy. And some people will do it.
Maybe it's a smarter style, different brand of football that they're going to play.
The Bills might believe it. The Bills,
that's right.
I mean, when they change coordinators, they built their offense like they thought it was killing them. They change their offense like Allen turning the ball.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Over was killing them. And I guess it wasn't helping. They probably lost the Jet game because of it. But I don't know. They couldn't stop anybody in the middle of the season, right? At the same time?
Yep. I mean, they lost the Bronco game. There were two turnovers there that weren't his. One's off of Davis's hands.
Mm-hmm.
Which, by the way, I was thinking about Gabe Davis the other day. The last couple seasons, Gabe Davis has been a constant, a figure in fantasy football.
Yep.
Where should he go? He's Josh Allen's number two receiver. You know, he had the big playoff game against the Chiefs, and then it was, what can you get out of Gabe Davis? And 2 years later, he has signed with the Jaguars. And have you heard a word about Gabe Davis at all?
No.
You hear nothing about him. They gave him $13 million.
Yeah.
And we'll see where he shakes out in their offense. But seeing a lot of Brian Thomas Jr. highlights, and they still have Christian Kirk and Evan Engram and Travis Etienne. And
that's he might be like the fifth pass-catching option in that offense.
Yeah, I think so. And he's making $13
million. Yeah. It's a big amount of money.
It is. I mean, you might say that the fifth best passing option in this offense makes a good chunk of money. Is that Dawson Knox? Is he fifth? So whatever.
Yeah, kind
of.
Yep.
But it struck me the other day as I was in a fantasy draft, and I'm so far down into deep, deep rounds of this draft, and there's Gabe Davis's name. Like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's still available right at the end.
Why he signed, and then just not a lot of attention.
Yeah. In fantasy, to your point, right now, he's going as the 60th wide receiver. His average draft position is the 60th wide receiver.
Where was he the last couple of years when he was with the Bills?
Like in the early 30s?
Yeah.
I think 2 years ago, after his giant game against Kansas City, and then the Bills don't bring back Emmanuel Sanders, and he's like a full-time starter, I think he was going in the 20s. Maybe even in the high 20s, or low 20s, I should say. And yeah, now he's not even on the radar. He's going behind Brandon Cooks. Well, three Bills receivers. There are three Bills receivers going above him and two Jaguar receivers, which, again, might feel appropriate because if he's the number five option in a Trevor Lawrence offense, like, I don't know. How good is that supposed to be?
Yeah.
What's my upside? Is he going to have 1,000 yards this year?
It'd be shocking, wouldn't
it? The guy that's getting hype, Brian Thomas, who said something glowing about him the other day about he's got that twitch that reminds you of Chase and Lamb. They're like, oh, this guy, like, this is not just burner. Someone, one of the coaches maybe in one of the joint practices on the other side was talking up Thomas that, like, this guy's not just going to be a downfield threat. Like, if he can figure out route running, like, he's got athleticism that he can do everything.
Yeah, there's a eye of the beholder kind of thing where I was reading something similar about Brian Thomas in Jacksonville where one of the knocks on him coming out was, well, he got all of his production in two routes in college. Yeah.
Right.
It's like, well, okay, well, did they ask him to run any more than those two, or did they just constantly produce in those two routes? So it's like, oh, if you put him somewhere else where you ask him to do more, he has that ability. He was just not really asked to do it that often. So we'll see. If there's one thing we could have had out of this preseason, again, the preseason pledge, I know.
How did we do with it this year? I think we did pretty well. Right? We did fine.
Sure, but only because there was nothing really to get too overly
excited about.
What is it? It's kicker and backup quarterback that we're getting worked up about?
All right.
What else could there be to be worked up about? I mean, Joe Andreessen went in and flashed and had one of the best preseason games you'll ever see.
That's true. Yep.
So what would you get worked up about that would scare you in the preseason? My only answer for you is receiver. And as we've laid out, like that's
hard
in large part because of the quarterbacks they played with. If there's one thing you would like to have added into the preseason to make people just feel better. Again, this doesn't mean things will be better or worse, but if Coleman had done something,
mm-hmm.
Coleman had about as quiet a preseason as is possible.
Yep.
For a team that threw him the ball a reasonable amount.
I mean, they threw it to him three times in the end zone.
Yeah.
I don't. Maybe he had five targets, six targets. Like, it wasn't a crazy, crazy number, but he was on the field a lot.
I think he finished the preseason with 12 targets.
Was it 12 targets? Really? I'll pull that up.
Maybe it was 12 routes. You look at it that way. Like, yeah. He ran 12 routes.
Yeah.
You'd like to get more.
Here we go. Targets in the Bills preseason. Coleman had six.
Okay. Six targets on 12 routes.
Two catches for 20 yards on six targets.
And the two catches were the same catch.
Yeah. Nobody had more than seven targets in the whole preseason.
Yep.
Shavers had seven. That was the most.
So the Bills, they didn't really show you their passing offense outside of, you know, Shakir made a couple of nice plays.
Yeah, nobody had. Do you know who led them in receiving in the preseason? With five catches for 50 yards. You know who led them in the preseason?
Ray Davis.
Zach Davidson.
Okay.
And then you know who was second? Shakir. Who we saw for like
a half.
Was it even that? Well, yeah, it would have been a half in the first game. Shakir was second. And nobody else, you didn't. Yeah, I guess it's a good point. I mean, the guy that I guess had the best game that wasn't Andreessen was Frank Gore Jr., right, on Saturday. But that's the position we're in practice with the most. Because every year there's a running back. Linebacker, that was new, Right? Yep, I don't think I've had to settle myself down about a linebacker that popped in the preseason, especially one that local and has got the athletic stuff. So,
fantasy stuff. We got to start doing a little bit more fantasy football, Joe. It's drafting season.
I drafted. So I had my big draft on Saturday. It's our 15th season. Which, I mean, for us, you mentioned you knew your college friends for 27 years. So for us, 15 years is like more than half our lives by a lot. I drafted James Cook for, I think, the first time in a league ever. Not that I've been, like, avoiding James Cook, but there he was. He was just sitting there, easily the best running back available. And the one, you know why I think I haven't been doing that? Is because I've been drafting Kincaid all the time.
Yeah.
And I don't want multiple players that high on the same offense. So I decided right then and there, like, all right, I'm not going to pick Kincaid next round because I'm going to pick James Cook here. Like, let me get a piece here because I almost want to say bell cow. He's a number one running back that is pretty clear cut. It's not really that big a timeshare compared to what you have around the league.
Well, is a bell cow now a guy that will run and catch? And that's really it.
He's kind of a bell cow now.
Right.
Then,
that's what I mean. Like the old bell cow would be like 23 carries, and now bell cow is on the field
15 carries and four catches.
Yeah.
And that's pretty much James Cook. The only thing I don't get is touchdowns. And
you should have had a couple more last year. He just flat out dropped some.
Right. He had 4 receiving and 2 rushing. He probably should have. He should have had 7 receiving. So what do I get from touchdowns? I think I'm hoping I'm getting like 6 or 7 at a minimum.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think his rushing touchdowns are going to go much higher than 2. It's probably going to be Allen again. But
well, news on the running back market in fantasy.
Yeah.
Carolina leaves Jonathan Brooks on the PUP list.
Yeah.
So he is ineligible to be active for the first 4 games of the season.
Yep. Nick Chubb in Cleveland, same thing.
Tell me Chubb can come back. Chubb is a Hall of Fame running back.
Every number or metric you look up about running backs all time, he is number one.
He's one of the best running backs.
Except maybe yards per carry. Yeah. But anything more advanced than that, he's the best running back.
He's one of the best running backs ever.
Yeah.
Can he come back?
I don't know. He's kind of old for it, isn't he?
He is.
He's 28. He's 28 and he's had major injury before. Although, to be fair, he's come back from major injury before. I don't know, man. Like, that's... Have you seen what's been happening with Cam Akers, by the way? In the last week, Cam Akers, who was kind of done, right? He had the Achilles injury, which is usually a death sentence for running back. Did you see that he is like now looking awesome in the preseason? Maybe he's someone we should take the preseason pledge with. There's a theory out there about Cam Akers that's really funny that might also be true, that he looked shot for the last 2 years after he tore his Achilles. Then he tore his other Achilles. And in this preseason, he's doing spin moves and he's running past people he's jumping over people. So everyone's like, wait a minute. Is he trusting both legs equally now?
That's funny.
Because he tore both Achilles? Like, that's a real theory that's out there right now.
That's funny.
He looks good and he tore his other Achilles.
There's no choice.
I think it kind of makes sense, doesn't it? You favor one leg over the other when you've torn one Achilles. Now he's torn both, so he's got no choice. Like, they're equal again, I guess.
YOLO.
YOLO, let me just go for it. Chubb only... I'm bringing that up because I think Chubb did tear the other knee, so I'm wondering if maybe he thinks both knees are relatively equal now. I don't know.
I like
is this. Is this Let's Get Stupid, or does it make sense?
I like this theory.
About Akers? Or is it Let's Get Stupid?
Let's Get Stupid is next time a guy blows out his Achilles, they just say, let's just blow out the other one right now and heal them both, and there won't be any trust issues.
Oh, man. That's Let's Get Stupid.
That's Let's Get Stupid.
Let's Get Stupid.
Listen, the only way to do this, we're going to have to rupture your other one.
Oh, my. Yeah.
What are you going to do? You're rehabbing? Just, you know, do 2 at once.
Right. Hey, we're just going to tear the other one in half. Is that all right? Don't even think about it.
It's like when they have to a bone like partially breaks and they have to complete the break.
Yeah,
this is
okay.
It's just
we're just gonna treat the Achilles as one unit.
Yeah,
it's a pair.
It's
but
a pair.
It's one your Achilles factor.
Yeah.
Oh, you've torn half of your Achilles factor. No, anyway.
Like, yep.
All right, maybe we should do the Jordan Matthews game at some point.
Let's do that. Cam Akers could have been on the Jordan Matthews game, by the way.
All right, I'm excited for the Jordan Matthews
game. The Jordan Matthews game.
Jonathan Brooks, speaking of ACLs, he blew out his ACL in November. So
right, that was later.
They'll bring him back slowly. Tyrell Shavers waived.
Wow.
Ryan Talbot.
That one surprises me.
Ryan Talbot said, per source, the Bills are waiving Tyrell Shavers.
Okay.
I'm going to win my bet. MVS is making this team.
But someone else has to, too.
Yeah, but the bet we made was none of my guys get cut.
Yeah.
And none of
them. Well, Claypool got cut.
He got hurt.
That's right. That's fine. I mean, MVS also could go on IR, which, whatever. When I mean someone else has to make the team, like, MVS is going to make the team.
Like, Demir Bird going to make the team?
No, he already got cut.
Oh, sorry. I mean,
KJ Hamler?
No.
KJ Hamler lined up at, and he had a rushing touchdown on Saturday. He was playing running back when Frank Gore Jr. went out. And
is backup Curtis Samuel?
Is he backup Curtis Samuel and backup Khalil Shakir in the slot and backup returner? Or are they adding a receiver?
I know what you're thinking. Ayuk.
Chase, actually, is what I was thinking
Jamar
of.
Chase.
Just saying, if they're keeping six and Shavers is getting cut, MVS is on the team, and then somebody else, whether it's a Hamler or it's a player that's on another roster, I think is getting added.
Shavers waived.
Yeah. Who else could it be other than Hamler? They're not Deion Kane? Like, are they doing that? Very interesting. I would not have thought Shavers was getting cut today. Bills plan to add him to their practice squad, according to Ryan Talbot.
Will he clear waivers? I would imagine he will.
He probably will.
Doesn't every team have a guy like this that they think?
Yeah.
They can just get through to their practice squad?
I would think he probably does, yeah.
803-0550, down to 53 today. Hang out with us. Give us a call. The Jordan Matthews game, whatever that is, coming up.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.